From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama visited a massive solar power facility in Florida today to announce a multi-billion dollar push for upgrades to the nation's electric grid. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
With acres of solar cells stretching out behind him, Mr. Obama said it's time for the U.S. to move its electric grid into the 21st century. The administration's awarding nearly $3.5 billion in stimulus funds to so-called smart grid projects around the country. Mr. Obama says those upgrades will make it easier for power companies to tap into clean energy sources like this one in rural southwestern Florida.
The stronger, more efficient grid would be able to transport power generated at dams and wind turbines from the smallest towns to the biggest cities.
The president's announcement came as several cabinet secretaries were on Capitol Hill testifying in support of a cap-and-trade energy bill that's designed to address global warming. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Arcadia, Florida.
The FAA has confirmed it is revoking the licenses of the two Northwest Airlines pilots who overshot the Minneapolis airport by some 150 miles last week. The announcement comes as the National Transportation Safety Board says it will not seize laptop computers belonging to the pair, who claim they were immersed in looking at schedules online when they flew past the airport. As the plane cruised past the airport on autopilot, the plane's radio was apparently tuned to a frequency used by Denver air traffic controllers, leaving the aircraft out of touch for more than an hour. The job market continues to make American consumers gloomy. Consumer confidence fell for a second month in a row, NPR's Brian Reed reports.
Consumers became more pessimistic this month about both the current economic situation and the likelihood of things getting better soon. That's according to the Consumer Confidence Index, which is based on a nationwide survey of 5,000 households. The measure for October dropped sharply from September, reaching the second lowest level since May. Lynn Franco oversees the survey. She says consumers have a grim outlook on job prospects, but people who do have jobs are still worried about their paychecks.
Now, the first time in 42 years of doing this survey that in terms of income expectations, the pessimists continue to outnumber the optimists.
Franco says she doesn't expect consumer confidence to turn around until the job market starts to improve. And that could mean bad news for retailers as they head into the holiday shopping season. Brian Reed, NPR News.
Bad weather forced a delay in the scheduled test flight of an unmanned prototype moon rocket today. NASA says clouds in a boat that wandered into the launch zone forced the agency to reschedule the liftoff of its more than 327-foot-tall Ares 1X rocket till tomorrow morning. The flight is part of a $445 million NASA technology demonstration aimed at coming up with a replacement for the soon-to-be-retired space shuttle. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to close at 9,882. The NASDAQ lost 25 points. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points today. This is NPR. Insurgent attacks in Afghanistan have claimed the lives of 8 more U.S. troops, bringing the total death toll for October to at least 55. With the latest deaths, which officials say took place in Kandahar province, it has now become the deadliest month on record for U.S. forces in the now 8-year-old war. The military described the latest assaults as multiple complex bomb strikes that occurred as troops were patrolling in military vehicles. The war crimes trial of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic resumed today in The Hague, but the defendant was once again absent, and Pierre Sylvie Pajoli is covering the trial.
The prosecution began its opening statements, laying the foundations for the war crimes charges against Karadzic. Those include genocide for the siege of Sarajevo and the massacre at Srebrenica. Once again, the defendant's chair was empty. Karadzic claims he hasn't been given enough time to prepare his case and wants 9 more months. Presiding Judge Ogon Kwon ruled that the trial can proceed in the defendant's absence, and he warned that if Karadzic persists in boycotting the trial, the court might consider appointing a lawyer in his behalf. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, The Hague.
New York City customs agents say they have recovered 2 more than 2,000-year-old Italian vases that were illegally excavated in Italy and were being offered for sale in the U.S. One dated to 350 B.C., while the other was from around 460 B.C. The artifacts were jointly recovered by U.S. customs agents and Italian authorities and reportedly have a combined value of around $120,000. Authorities say the smuggling ring believed responsible has also apparently brought other looted items into the U.S., including some that have ended up in locations, including the Getty Museum in Los Angeles. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.